Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
Researchers with Iowa State University have developed a real-time surveillance system to regionally detect swine disease, providing the U.S. swine industry with a proactive tool to strengthen biosecurity, enhance disease preparedness, and protect animal health and productivity. First of all, who developed the new tool and what prompted its creation?
Dr. Gustavo Silva and team at Iowa State University developed this model to be able to assess what are some of the regional threats that farms see on a daily basis, and also to be able to identify a potential disease alert system utilizing farm or data that's collected on farm every day, such as movement data, diagnostic data, and even farm location.
What does the system consist of, and how does it work?
This is a modeling system that really assesses farm-specific data and analyzes the relationship of the different data, really to provide a surveillance and disease detection system. And it comprises of data from over 3,000 sites across 18 states and 10 major production systems.
What type of data does the surveillance system use? For what types of infection? From where does that data originate? And just how representative is it?
This surveillance system utilizes porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, or PRRS, as the pathogen of interest. And again, this uses real-time data from farms. So it evaluates disease diagnostic data, animal movement data, and site location, and really assesses PRRS transmission. And again, this happened at farms across 18 different sites and 10 different production systems. So it's a robust ability to be able to utilize this model to assess the risks that occur across the regions studied.
What has been involved in the testing of the new surveillance system?
This model assesses data and looks at the spatial surveillance model accounting for PRRS transmission. And so really trying to understand what are disease transmission dynamics across both county and site level. But it also assesses different farm types, such as the breeding herds, growing pigs, and other different herd types.
How accurate is the surveillance system in tracking infection and predicting outbreaks?
This model really looked at the different components, and what they found was the farm type really was primary focus for PRRS transmission. And so it looked at the infection probabilities. And so the infection probability for PRRS infection was 73% for growing pigs, 70% for breeding herds, and 58% for other herds. And then the second highest probability was movement networks, and they were at 16%, and then geographic proximity at 3%. But in addition, it did also identify spillover events, which are events and disease transmission that spread between different sites and farm types. And they noted that an increased density of positive breeding herds in an area does increase the chance of an overall infection.
Who is expected to make use of this new system, and how, and to accomplish what?
This system was intended to give both producers and their veterinarians a means to assess potential disease risks and areas of improvement for biosecurity to reduce those disease transmission risks. And it provides an area to look at how they can continue to incorporate their disease diagnostics, animal movements, and other site data to help reduce risks of disease entry.
How can anyone interested in learning more or in joining this new surveillance system as a participant get more information?
This report can be found in our November SCHIC newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
This report, as well as many other research outcomes, can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.